That's kind of conversation between the soul. That's conversation between the soul and the night.
Prestige heads, and welcome to American Prestige. I'm Danny Bessner, here as always with my friend and comrade Derek Davison. And we're very excited to welcome back to the podcast today Brian Pitts for our next episode in the history of Brazil. Brian is the assistant director of UCLA's Latin American Institute and an expert on Brazil. Brian, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me again.
So we spoke about earlier in this series about how Brazil's political history has vacillated between both centralist and regionalist tendencies, which is, you know, true of many countries, but is especially true for Brazil. And so the 19th century empire, which we talked about in our last episode, was obviously a victory for centralism. But let's begin by talking about how did things change when the monarchy was overthrown in 1889? Did we still see centralist tendencies? Did we still see, dominating regionalist tendencies? How did that go?
So I think the important thing to keep in mind is that at any point in Brazilian history, when there has been sort of a more centralist phase, that's always kind of going against the grain of how the country's regions and specifically how the political elites of those regions want the country to operate. And so we can think of sort of a less centralized system, right, of regionalism kind of being the default in Brazil. And then these periodic attempts at centralism trying to be imposed on top of it, but ultimately they're never successful. And so in a lot of ways, the Republic established in 1889, which for future reference is referred to by Brazilians as the First Republic, because there have been several now. The First Republic was going back to that sort of inherent regionalism that has characterized Brazilian politics really since the colonial period. And as we saw, like during some of these regionalist revolts in the beginning of the empire. And so the new government really swung back towards this regionalist thing. The Constitution of 1889 or 1890, whichever year they promulgated it, gave the states like remarkable amounts of power. States were able to set their own immigration laws, for example. States were able to levy tariffs on goods imported from other states. States were able to set up their own, basically their own militaries. They were technically military police is what we call them now. But for all intents and purposes, like oftentimes the state military police would be, you know, 10 times larger than whatever the federal garrison was that was set up there. And so states really had a lot of power. And then everything that happened at the federal level was really a function of what was happening at the state level. And so like the person who would be elected president would be whoever the local state oligarchies could all sort of agree on between all the states would be the best next president. Really it was politics that was being controlled at the state level. And since there were certain states that were more powerful than other states because of what had been happening economically, specifically states in the South, like Sao Paulo, like Rio, like Minas Gerais, and then not states in the Northeast and the poorest region of the country. It was a very few states in the South and Southeastern part of the country that came to control national politics, largely for the benefit of their own states, and then within those states for the benefit of the elite. And so another name commonly given for the First Republic is also the oligarchical republic.
So could you just explain, like, literally how did it function? Or maybe the question I'm really asking is how does this republican form fit into the larger context of the Western Hemisphere? Was it a presidential system? Was it a parliamentary system? Was it formally one thing, but it was practically another?
Yes, that the last one. So it's formally a presidential system with a constitution. I think by this point, I think it was even called the Estados Unidos do Brasil, United States of Brazil was the official name of it. So a system that is largely modeled on the U.S. system, but that functioned in very different ways because the republic was never really more than, you know, a vehicle for the promulgation of elite interests. The way it worked is a phenomenon that's really important for understanding Brazil. It's something called coronelismo, or literally it's sort of like big manism, right? It's the sort of, it's this system where you have like a local boss, right? It's a boss system, right? And so the boss sort of dominates local politics. He's usually a large landowner. He mobilizes, you know, the local peasants who are eligible to vote, who are at this point, literacy was a voting requirement. He mobilizes them to vote and make sure they vote the right way. And then this gets his faction elected at state level, and then the same thing repeats itself.